Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Erica Goins, Accreditation Coordinator with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana. Erica, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to see you again, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
Belated, but hopefully all moms had a very good weekend and in recognition of the day on Sunday. Erica, one of the things we're looking at today is Craigslist issues and some problems with Craigslist. Folks are perhaps familiar with it in conversation. Maybe they have used the service, but there are some things to be aware of. First, tell us about Craigslist and what occurs at this website.
Well, Craigslist is a website where you can go. Several people go there to find things that are for sale. Mm-hmm. Things that are for free, or so they say, you know, rental homes, houses for sale. It's just a public website where you can find just about anything you're looking for, or so they claim.
There has been some notoriety with the site, a case in Washington, D.C. Other people remember other specific cases where even stalking came into issue.
Here recently, there was a case in Washington where a couple had a ring for sale on Craigslist, mm-hmm. legitimately had a ring for sale, and they had some people show up at their home wanting to look at the ring, and they were not there actually to buy the ring. They were there to burglarize and ended up killing the father.
Stories like that, and you know, that's kind of taken it to the extreme, but at the same time, there are people out there that are looking at this summer coming up, mm-hmm. the possibility of folks making transitions in their lives with moving, and rental property seems to be something that is starting to be on the increase as far as issues of
that is correct. On Craigslist is where we've had our biggest problems is people legitimately have homes listed for sale, and a scammer on Craigslist will get hold of that listing and list it as a rent home, and somebody will call them for this rent home, and they'll tell them that they're out of the country and that they can Western Union or MoneyGram them some money for the deposit, and then they'll mail them the keys. Well, they never see the money, of course, and never see the keys. We had one specific person here in town who came home and found people looking through his windows, trying to find out why they paid this money to rent a home and didn't get the keys.
That was as easy as, I take it, being able to locate pictures of the house?
Right. You know, most websites, realtors' websites, have pictures of the homes on them now, and they mm-hmm. can just be copied and stuck anywhere, you know, claim to be anything.
And with houses these days, especially in the economic situation and environment, I take it rental houses are kind of a primary target in a way, because
really
people
are,
you know,
mm-hmm.
not really selling a lot, but they see the opportunity to rent and think, well, this is a course that we could take to be able to make some money without trying to play the housing market.
Exactly, especially when someone can find a home, you know, that would list for a couple $100,000, but they can claim it rents for just $700 or $800 a month. Of course someone's going to snag that up. It's just not legitimate.
It seems like we're kind of on a theme this morning, not only Craigslist, but another website where issues can come into play is Angie's List.
Angie's List is coming up in the BBB a lot. It's a referral service, but you can get anyone to give you a referral, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's a good one. You know, you can say you own a company and have all your friends say wonderful things about it, but it doesn't mean you're good.
You mentioned the example with Craigslist. Have there been occasions that the Better Business Bureau has run into calls coming in about Angie's List?
Just calls about companies that have really done them wrong. And, you know, they can claim, you know, they had such a wonderful referral on Angie's List. Well, when we get to investigating, they're not licensed. They're not bonded. They don't have any, you know, they actually have government actions against them. That none of that is listed on Angie's List. That's why it's so important that you always check with us.
Right. How are things coming along with the Better Business Bureau? Obviously, with the internet and people wanting to make quick deals, mm-hmm. as with Craigslist or Angie's List, and getting a quick referral, how have things picked up within the Bureau as far as updating the information and the calls that come in?
We have really increased our number of calls recently with especially with the referrals through Angie's List and Craigslist and just everyday society. But we work very quickly to get all sites updated as quickly as we can and to keep everything updated so that people know that they're dealing with a legitimate company. If I get a report that a company's license has been revoked, mm-hmm. I immediately update that.
What are some of the things that people need to start off when they're considering using a service or considering a product on Craigslist or Angie's List? What are some of the things that they need to take into consideration before going through with a transaction?
Well, a real warning flag with Craigslist, especially for the rental homes, mm-hmm. for example, is if they only have an email address, if they claim to be out of the country, if they say that you have to send them the money and then they'll get you the keys, but you can't look at the site. You know, if you can't meet with the person face to face and go into the home before you ever make a deal, don't do it. Mm-hmm. It's just not worth it. You'll lose so much money.
Speaking with Erica Goins, Accreditation Coordinator with the Better Business Bureau. Erica, what can the Better Business Bureau do if you receive a call as far as someone who says, hey, I do still have some, you know, I've kind of checked them out a little bit, but, you know, how can you assist me in finding out whether or not I should do business with this website?
We have numerous resources depending on the situation. We have access to guarantee that they are licensed, insured, bonded, no government actions, no legal actions against them. And we really do the best we can to get you all of that information.
As you say, common sense, the best defense in these situations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Erica, how can someone get in touch with the Bureau or a website they can go to and find out more information?
You can always go to our website, which is www.bbb.org. It's 24 hours. You can look up any company nationwide. Or you can call our office at 387-4600 and talk with myself or Melanie or Peggy, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Erica Goins with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana. Thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.